Hey, Happy New Year. We're back. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those guys and we've been having those conversations since college.
Yes, it's the Regular Guys, Random Thoughts, Married at First Sight, recap, season 14. It's already been painful.
Look, for those of you wondering why, you know, I'm smiling and he's like grinning through his teeth, while the grinning through his gritted teeth, is because here's the thing. We did a recap of season 13 because that Married at First Sight is one of my favorite shows. And he made me watch The Bachelor, you know, The Black Bachelor. So
that's not one of my favorite shows. Let me just say that.
When details. Leave that out. Leave that out. But here's the thing. Halfway through the season, and I have no idea why he did this, he made this bold prediction. If Gil and Merle make it through decision day, we'll do a recap of season 14. Well, I'll be damned. Gil and Merle both said, hold my beer.
And 8 hours after decision day, Merle dumped his ass.
Might have been 8 minutes. Yeah. Well, here we are, season 14, back in Boston. And look, at least we were both prepared for this three-hour premiere of the season.
Yeah, I was smart this time. I said, you know, Terrell, just drink wine. Don't drink whiskey, because every now and then I rewatch that first recap we did of season 13. I'm just like, God, you are drunk. So I was smart about it this time. And, I did it right. So I'm ready, very coherent, and ready to talk about this bullshit show that you like.
You know what's so funny about that? The fact that you go back and look at that, there's a story of Swish and I DJing in Columbia, South Carolina. And have the recording, and we literally threw that CD out the window as we were driving down I-26. Like, yeah, we're never drinking like that again. We'll tell it on a regular episode one time. But first, let's get into this. Season 14, episode 1. Let's go down through the couples in the order of their appearance. First thoughts, and, you know, because you and I both think the non-experts and their matching logic is crazy. So we'll go through them and see what is it that they, why they match them. First thoughts on these couples, why they match them. And let's start with Mark the Shark and Lindsay the Lohan.
So I hate this show. And so this is one of your favorites. So I'm seeing a theme. Why is there always some crazy white guy with the scary eyes? Like, Mark has these eyes that if he had a body in the trunk, just like old boy from last season, I'm like,
okay, I'll tell you why. Look around everywhere you go. If you go to a bar, if you go to a restaurant, go to your job, there's always some white guy with the crazy eyes.
So I think here's what I'm thinking that they did. It's you have Lindsay, who is just a hot mess,
yes,
all over the place. And then you have Mark. And I think what they try to do is try to find a balance.
Yeah.
Like, they find these polar opposites and say that they can help bring each other to the middle, which I just don't think is going to work. And the more I got to know Lindsay and Mark, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a shit show.
Look, I don't know if I'd have gone through the I do. First of all, shut up. Let the man get through the damn ceremony. Because, I mean, how long was that ceremony? Ceremonies, I've done a number of weddings, right? So I know that a ceremony is maybe 10, 15 minutes. And that's with a reading. This one was probably 35, 45 minutes just because she would not shut up. I'm like, But then again, she did show up drunk, so.
She was hammered. She was hammered. So I know Mark has to be thinking like, this is not going to work.
Hell of a first kiss. You get your first kiss from a woman, you're sober, and what you're tasting is pure 2 bottles of champagne.
Well, we don't know if Mark was sober. I mean, we're making an assumption. We just didn't see him drinking. You know, he could have hit the blunt. He could have took a, you know, hit an 8-ball, did a couple bumps. We don't know. Those eyes are like pretty wide. So to me, that's like.
And is it me, or is it just like, I'm a lot to handle? It's just an excuse for bad behavior. Because that's all Lindsay kept saying. Well, you know, I'm a lot to handle and you got to deal with this. At what point do you grow up?
No, at what point do you decide that in life you have to compromise? Mm-hmm. You just can't walk up to somebody and be like, hey, I'm a lot to handle.
Deal with
and
it.
Make them deal with it. It's like, I know me. Some days I can be an asshole.
Yeah.
I just can't be like, look, I'm going to be an asshole sometimes. I'm a Scorpio. Deal with it. That's just, you can't do that.
Well, let's go to the party animals. Even though I think they actually cast these people wrong, because the party animal is definitely Lindsay Lohan. But Olajuwon, a.k.a. Isaac, a.k.a. Facebook crook, and Katina. Question. It's Boston. Does nobody wear a goddamn shirt?
Don't even get me going with the shirt thing, because at first I was judging. But then I thought about it. I'm like, if my body was like that, and I worked that hard,
okay,
I'd be on work Zoom calls. Good point. I'd be on work Zoom calls. Wow, it's hot in my office. I'm not going to hate. I'm not going to hate. If you got the body for it, hey, show it.
Okay.
But Olajuwon.
I'm hating, goddamn it.
Did you pick up on this? Olajuwon has some Zach in him.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you what. Yeah. The first thing I thought when Katina sat down with her friends should have been like, girl, have you not watched season 13 and season 12? Run. The black men they pick for these shows don't work.
No, if her friends were real friends, they'd have been like, girl, what is that on your head? We've talked about this.
I didn't know who was going to bring up the wig first, you or me. And you know.
Oh, she's unbelievable. It's just crazy. I'm just like, what is that? Why? You know, and so let's go back to this. I'm sorry. This is why I hate these shows.
Okay.
You have these family members sitting there, camera crews around them. Yeah. They don't know. I'm about to tell them. Yes, they know. They signed documents to say that you can film me. Like, they know.
Yeah.
So let's stop faking it. And then the whole fake, like, little workouts that they're all trying to do, you know, for the deal. I was just like, this is dumb. So Katina's out there, you know, acting like she's doing some yoga. And I'm like, I've done yoga. You're not even putting any effort. You're just sitting there looking cute. But then you have the ex-Playboy, which is why they gave him that title. I have no idea. I'm like, Isaac is not gone.
Oh, he's
Isaac,
still there.
Isaac was just dormant, right? It's like Ghostbusters. There's no Dana, only Zool. Yeah, Isaac is still there. And once they went to the strip club, Isaac was like, I'm back.
So Isaac showed up at the strip club, but Olajuwon sitting with the family. Man, he got some grown-ass nieces and nephews, man. Why does his brother look like his goddamn daddy?
I thought it was like a brother, like, that's his nephew. I'm like, duh. But the whole, it's a deal breaker if she can't cook.
One thing I noticed about, I hate to make this blanket statement, but I'm going to. So one thing about these, I'm going all in. One thing I've noticed about a lot of women these days is they don't cook.
If she can't cook, I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
If she wants to go out to eat all the time, I do too. I'm fine with it. You better know how to wash a dish when I cook. I'm not going to cook for you and wash the dishes.
Right.
So if you can't rinse some stuff off and put it in the dishwasher, we're not going to work out. But I don't have this demand because I don't need a mom. I don't need that.
Yep.
And I find that guys are like, no, she has to be able to cook. I'm like, why? Like in 2022.
This is not 1950. You're exactly.
Yeah. Right. Like, why is that a mandatory thing that a woman has to be able to cook?
Mm.
And for him, that is like the biggest deal breaker of all things. I'm like, no, to me, the biggest deal breaker is you're not independent. You know, you don't make good decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. You're not self-aware. But I'm not going to cancel you out because you can't cook. So that just shows you where his mind is at. But the fact that he voluntarily was all about taking his shirt off and all that, it just kind of tells you what kind of guy that she's getting.
Well, here's the thing. You know, as we talk about what the experts were thinking as they matched these couples, apparently they went, he wants a freak. She doesn't do freaky stuff. Let's put them together.
Yeah, they'll come together in the middle, and eventually, you know, Mondays and Thursdays she'll do the freaky stuff.
Yeah,
you know, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday, missionary only.
Oh, this is gonna be a shit show. I watched the Matchmaker special, and I was like, oh, this is gonna be a shit show. So I kind of knew this already, but as we head into this, and this is another one. And I noticed on Twitter, a lot of people had things to say about this. And even in the kickoff special, they had a lot of things to say about this next couple, Steve and Noy. And Steve's last name is Moy, so she'll be Noy Moy, first of all.
But I think she should hyphenate.
Yeah, she's going to have to. But here's my thing about this. And this is one of the things that a lot of women were talking about. She's ambitious. He has no job. Why did they even match him? The matchmakers go, you know what? Matter of fact, your guy, Pastor Troy, said they'll make a great couple.
So I thought about that because I went there at first, but then I thought for a second. Mm-hmm. He was in IT sales. Mm-hmm. I know people that do IT sales, been in IT sales for a while. You can make a ton of money.
Yeah.
So let's say he was just really good with his money, very responsible. So if he has like 500 grand sitting in the bank right now.
Right.
And then he also has some investments and all that. And thus he chose to take a break and figure out. So that's quite possible. So we don't know what his financial situation is to judge him. We know that he's smart. He's capable to get another job. It's not like he just got out the joint, you know, or, you know, he worked at McDonald's for 5 years and then took a year off to go drive to Florida, you know, and
it's a little
sleep in his Jeep. It's a little bit different. And so I think there's some of that could be there. So I don't want to hold the job thing against him.
I can't remember if Pastor Cal said this or somebody else said it when it was like that he must have had enough money stashed away for him to go and take 4 months off.
Could have got a large severance package.
True.
You know, that he didn't, they were going to pay you, you know, 6-8 months worth of salary.
Right.
You know, so you're like, all right, cool. I can totally take my time. And all this happened during the pandemic. And so every company in IT sales wasn't hiring.
Right.
This as a recruiting professional, everybody wasn't hiring maybe at that time when he got laid off. Mm-hmm. So it made sense. Now that it's January 2022, and I'm sure this is already pre-taped.
Yeah.
He should have no problem finding a job right now because his skill set's going to be highly required.
I will say this. As long as he gets a better answer before the wedding day as to, so what are you going to do about a job? Because when he was talking to the family, that ain't it, bro. That ain't it. You know, I'm slightly biased because she is West Indian or of West Indian heritage. But the next couple, Michael and Jasmina, what are you thinking?
Ladies, listen to me, please. If you meet a guy and he tells you, if my three sisters don't like you, this is not going to work, run. That's equivalent to a mama's boy, that if my mama don't like you, this is not going to work. Run. Mm-hmm. I think that the matchmakers had all of the, their heart was in the right place where they were trying to match those two. Mm-hmm. But what I don't like, I like Michael, you know, now represent for the 5'7"s. I mean, I'm 5'10", but I love seeing like a good 5'7", 5'8" dude that's like confident. Mm-hmm. And he's about to get married to someone who will be taller than him.
Yes. Especially who wants somebody taller than her, but go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. But for Jasmina, what I didn't like is the comment that she said is all of her relationships were bad and it was not her fault.
Yeah.
That it was all of them.
Of course.
It wasn't me. It was them.
It's not me.
And
it's them.
They're cheating and they're doing this. And I'm just like, okay, fellas, you know, the three guys that follow our show. Fellas.
You and me included.
If you meet a woman and she says that all her relationships are bad, but it was the guy's problem, run. Mm-hmm. Because if you can't do the work, if you're going to get married, I think you should be able to do the work on yourself to say, where did I go wrong in relationships? Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? There's that. There's that. Like, you have to do that work on yourself. And you got to be vulnerable to be able to say, hey, I'm not perfect. Mm-hmm. I mess up too. But if you tell somebody that every relationship I've had didn't work out because they're all assholes, you're the common denominator and all that.
Yeah.
So to me, a lot of that is you.
Well, you know, you could tell. Here's the thing about that. You could tell a lot of it is her because when she picked one of the wedding dresses, the first wedding dress, and they're like, oh, I like that. It's pretty simple. Don't call me simple. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. What did you hear? Because I know what I heard. Now, of course, it could be all in this wonderful world of editing, but I do want to go back to Michael and the fact of him, if my sisters don't like me, don't like her, then it's not going to work out. And you said the same thing with a mama's boy. I will say, when my wife was getting ready to meet my mom for the first time. She was really nervous about it because she's like, but what if she doesn't like me? I'm like, well, that's going to be too bad for her because I do. So it doesn't matter. She's not the one that's going to be with you. I am. So exactly. Therefore, yes, do I want her to like you? Yes. But it's not going to determine what happens. So yeah. To your point, I feel you. You can't be on this whole, oh, well, if my sisters don't like you, well, we ain't going to make it.
I love my mom, but if I fell in love with the woman and my mom's just like, I don't like her, I'm like, well, you have to get used to it, or you're going to come over a lot less. It's fine. But if she makes me happy, you mm-hmm. figure out how to like her, or at least yeah. fake it till you make it. But I wouldn't not date somebody because my mom didn't like them.
Right.
You know, that's what you do when you're like 12 or 13.
Right.
These people are like 28 to 35. You're adults. And so Michael as an adult, like, if my sisters don't like him, I don't know. And then I'm looking at his sisters. I'm like, why do you care about their opinion?
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
I will say this. I wish for you the same thing that happened with me, because my mom actually loves my wife. The first time she met her, she's never done this before. Whenever she met anybody, she's literally sent me a text. We were less than 5 minutes apart after, you know, walked to her car and everything else. And I'm sitting in the car with my wife, and my mom texts me, I really like her. Has never said that about anybody, ever. So, mm-hmm. good things. But at the same time, if she said something different, like, I don't like her, I'd be like, well, too bad. But again, why did experts match these two? Jasmina is taller than Michael. Says she wants somebody taller than her. He is 5'7", says he wants somebody at max 5'6". So there's that. And if that wasn't enough, she dated someone who was emotionally unavailable and it didn't work out. So what'd they say? You know what? Let's match her with someone that's emotionally unavailable.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see that. As soon as she walks up, her face is going to just show it. Just, I'm glad this is a check. I'm getting paid for this.
It'd be funny if she takes her heels off. Ah, shit. Well, don't need these.
Yeah. You know, and I've dated people taller than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I see couples out there where they have the height, you know, where the guy is shorter.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my next door neighbor, his girlfriend's 6 foot. He's like 5'7", 5'8".
Mm-hmm.
They are in love and happy. Mm-hmm. So it's possible.
It is.
But... it's possible, but I don't think that Jasmina, I think that she is probably too shallow to look beyond that.
Ooh.
Dang. You know what I mean? Yeah, that stings, but I think she just might be too shallow to be. He could be everything that she could possibly want in every other way, but she's got to focus on the fact that he's not 6'2".
I can't wait to see
that. He treats her better than anything that, you know, so it's possible. So I can't wait to see how this one goes, but.
Yeah.
I have my doubts.
So, last couple, Chris and Alyssa. I just want to say, y'all were on Twitter last year questioning Jose's sexuality. Yet, he's the only one from season 13 who is still married, at least after the Where Are They Now episode, right? So, I just want to say... Well,
they're not together. They're legally married, but they're not
together. Yeah, they're still married. The only one that's still married. I mean, the other ones, you know, there's no Gil and Merla. So this is the only one that's still married. So I don't want to hear anything this season about Chris. We'll see it on Twitter.
I like Chris. I mean, I'm not a Frisbee golf person, but I don't see there's anything wrong with Chris.
No, there's something wrong with him saying that it's exactly like golf. It is definitely not exactly like golf. Stop that shit.
I get it. But that's because you're passionate about golf. But... I'm hopeful for this couple
mm-hmm.
because I think that I never would have thought that she'd be as into animals and all that stuff as she is when they first showed her.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's great. She has that passion. At the bachelor party and the bachelorette party, she was pretty chill. Just like, yeah, mm-hmm. no, I'm not doing all that crazy stuff. Chris the whole time was like, all that looks fun, but I'd want to do that with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to. So, and he's Mr. Monogamy.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not somebody that's just trying to, you know, smash. He's like, anybody, anytime he does get in a relationship, it's for the long haul.
Right.
So I can see why they match those two. I think that makes, out of all the couples, these two make sense.
Yes.
Now, we still got to see the wedding mm-hmm. and see what happens there. But from what I've seen, it makes sense.
It makes sense. However, Chris needs some damn friends. I understand. Because he was like, well, who am I going to talk to? Get some friends. Your girlfriend can't be, and now your wife. Yes, your wife can be your best friend, but you can still have friends. And you have absolutely none. Because when you go, well, who can I talk to about this to? You know?
He has a couple friends.
Who?
The couple friends he was talking to that he was hanging out with at the bachelor party.
Are you sure those weren't co-workers?
The bachelor party. Those
weren't extras? Those weren't production hands? That was the grip?
Well, hold on.
The production assistant?
You know me really well, and my circle of friends is mm-hmm. like small, of people I would call friend. Mm-hmm. But if I had to like talk to somebody and have deep conversations, there's probably like on one hand, I can count who I would call. And mm-hmm. so I think Chris is content with that. I'm content with it. I have a bunch of amazing acquaintances and close acquaintances. But the people I want to call and share some of that stuff with, Chris might have one or two people he can talk to, but there's nothing wrong with that.
You know, I want to point out something since you brought that up about the circle of friends, okay? Since you brought this up, let's go ahead and let's unpack this real quick. It'll be really quick. I just want to point out that, you know, my circle, I'm the same as you. I have a very small circle of people I call friends, right? You keep that circle real tight. However, the circle of friends that I have, I can still say, hey, Terrell, why don't you come on this guy's trip with us to the Caribbean and know that we'll all get along? Now, the people you call friends, you can't say that with me because, you know, like, we're going to be like oil and water. Hence, regimental.
No, it'd be oil and water if I brought you along. Like, that's the difference. I have to keep you separate from my friends. That's anyone else, I can get together. We can all have a good time. But oh, so you'd be that one. I'm like,
it's them.
If I have a crawfish boil at my house and a bunch of my friends show up early, I gotta be like, hey, y'all, so Yanni's gotta be here in 5 minutes. Let me prep you real quick. Like, I would have to have that conversation. Well,
in the words of Jasmina, it's not me, it's them.
You simple.
Hey, well, I'll tell you what, season 14, Married at First Sight, is gonna be anything but simple. It's gonna be a great shit show to watch. I can't wait. I know you're excited about it, no matter how much. Because here's the thing, you knew it was 3 hours for this premiere. You're not here bitching and moaning about the fact that it was 3 hours. So we know we're gonna be good for the rest of the season. Thank you, Prayer Warriors, for doing what you were supposed to do, telling him you were going to pray on his side, but actually go ahead and make us do this. Put that down. Put that down. Hey, don't forget, on Mondays we drop our regular audio episodes. On Tuesdays we drop the video episodes on YouTube. And of course, now, for the next 400 weeks, we're going to be doing Season 14, Married at First Sight recaps every Wednesday, audio and video. I wish they would drop down to 1 hour episode so I can go to bed early because I do wake up really early. But, you know, whatever. We'll be here doing it, man.
Yeah, I am. More power to you. This is what you get because you're on Eastern time. So it's almost 11 o'clock right now for me.
You know what?
And my Z-Quil will kick in about 30 minutes because I took it at 9. So.
This thing works both ways, man. I'm Yanni Root.
I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rood, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts and some of your bullshit. We'll talk about it on a regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.